Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Chickling.
Yesterday we read part one of our story article for this month, which is Never Let Me Go.
It starts with Kathy thinking back on her life at her high school, Helsham.
She was friends with Ruth and in love with Tommy.
They did hear about something called donations, but they don't know what that means. They also notice that their teachers don't really talk about their futures.
They find out why when they are moved to the cottages. This is also when things go bad between the friends.
So Ruth gets between Tommy and Kathy and keeps them apart.
What's worse, they all learn that they're clones, copies of other people. They are only alive so that other people can have their organs.
So we'll just find out what happens next by reading day two of our article.
Reading.
Never Let Me Go. At the cottages lived clones who hadn't attended Hailsham. Through them, Kathy heard a rumor that couples could ask for deferrals from their donations.Kathy also learned that she could become a carer, someone who looks after clones who have started donating their organs. Now 31, Kathy is working as a carer when she hears about Ruth's poor health. Kathy visits her and even takes her to visit Tommy in a donation recovery center. There, Ruth expresses her sorrow for keeping them apart.And encourages them to seek a deferral. Shortly after, Ruth completes her donations and dies. Kathy becomes Tommy's carer, and they search for Madame. When they find her, Madame tells them that deferrals don't exist. She also tells them that Hailsham had been part of a movement to raise clowns more humanely. Madame used their art.To try to show people that clones also had souls. Sadly, it hadn't worked, and Hailsham was closed. Soon after this trip, Tommy completes his donations and passes away, leaving Kathy alone.
Okay, so if you remember at the start of day one, we had Kathy in the present, but she was thinking about her past, thinking about her school days. And at the start of day two, she's still doing that. She's still remembering what life was like for her and her friends at the cottages. The article says, at the cottages lived clones who hadn't attended Hailsham.
Okay, 所以我们来看一下老师刚刚念那个句子。那个句型呢，就是把地方副词放在句首的倒装句。那这个句子里面呢，我们主词跟动词位置要记得互换哦。So we'll take a look at the sentence one more time. Clones who hadn't attended Hailsham lived at the cottages. 这个才是原句哦。But in the article we see, at the cottages lived...Clones who hadn't attended Hailsham. 所以它是一个倒装。And we'll take a look at another similar sentence. 我们来看一下另外一个。A boy with the dog he found the other day sat in the corner. 那我们把它倒装的话呢，就是把 in the corner 移到句首，然后再放 sat 坐下，再做这一个动词。所以整句就会变成 In the corner sat a boy with the dog he found the other day.
Okay, and these clones, these kind of new clones, they didn't attend Hailsham, which is Kathy, Tommy, and Ruth's old school. Now, this word attend means to go to a particular event, and we especially use it to mean to go to a regular class or go to a school. For example, kids have to attend school until they are 18 years old. If a student is sick,We can say something like, Alice is not attending class today. She doesn't feel well.
所以 attend 就是有出席参加的意思。那文章就是指上学校。We usually say attend school.、那我们 it's a verb here. 所以住在 cottages 这些复制人有些以前是没有在 Hailsham 的这个学校上学的。So 我们可以讲一个句子。I attended the meeting as our company representative. 我作为公司的代表参加了这一个会议。 So when the word attend is accompanied by T-O, to, attend to means to take care of somebody or to pay attention to something.
Mm.
For example, you should attend better to your schoolwork. 你应该更专心在学校的课业上面。So these clones must have had different experiences growing up.
That's right, and they've also learned some different things. The article says that through them, so from these other clones, Kathy heard a rumor that couples could ask for deferrals from their donations. Let's explain what that means here. We'll start with the word rumor. A rumor is something that might be true or might not be true. No one really knows quite yet, and it doesn't matter as the story or the information is spreading quickly anyway. Rumors are generally about what's happening or what might be happening, or some secrets or some gossip.For example, you might have school rumors, who's dating who. Or like in our example sentence, I heard a rumor that the boss is going to quit today.
So rumor 就是传闻谣言的意思。It's used as a noun in our article here. Mm-hmm. And we often say rumor has it that, which means it's used to show that you're reporting something that you heard about, but you're not really sure if that's true. For instance, we can say,Rumor has it that her husband is not the father of the child.
Whoa!
有传言说丈夫，她的丈夫呢不是孩子的父亲。That's weird.
Mm. Okay,
besides, rumor can also be used as a verb, which means to spread a rumor. So we can say, it is rumor that his neighbor has committed suicide. 据传闻她的邻居自杀的。So in this case, the rumor is that some clones can get deferrals from their donations.
So a deferral is an official permission to do something later than normal. For example, some people in Taiwan have to go to the army for a bit, but college students can defer going to the army if they have further studies or if they have certain jobs. And that just means they will go to the army later and maybe in a different way.Now, what we mean in the article is if two clones are together, like they are a married couple, they are in love, something like that, they can ask for official permission that they won't have to give away all their organs. So remember, we talked about the donations yesterday. Donations is giving their organs, and they want to defer, that's the verb form it. They want a deferral, so it means they won't give them away so early.
所以 deferral 就是延期的意思。那在文章中就是只要是夫妻啊或者是两个负责人在一起的话你们就可以不用捐赠器官可以去申请延期的意思。
So this might be a way for Kathy and Tommy not to have their organs taken away. And of course, if they have their organs taken out, this would mean that they die.
Yeah.That's not all Kathy hears from the new clones. The article says, Kathy also learned that she could become a carer, somebody who looks after clones who have started donating their organs.
Okay, so she's somebody who's almost like a nurse, someone who can sort of take care of people, or take care of or look after someone or something. This means to just make sure it's okay, to make sure it's safe.Generally, because that thing can't really take care of or look after itself. So we say we look after pets, we look after younger people, much older people, sick people, and so on. You just do things for them, make sure they're okay, make sure they have what they need.
So look after 就是照顾照料的意思嘛。所以 Kathy 就可以去照顾那一些已经开始捐赠器官的负责人。So getting a deferral or becoming a carer are both ways to avoid the donations?
That seems to be the case, yes. Now in the verb, we use the verb form of donation, okay? And that is the verb to donate. So donation noun, donate verb. If we donate something, we give it away. We make a donation, just like we talked about yesterday.
所以 donate 就是 donation 的动词嘛，那就是捐赠的意思。So what happens next?
Well, we've all been in the past, but now we're going back to the present day. Everything we've read about was all Kathy's memories, the backstory and so on, but now it is the present. And the article says that now 31, so now she's 31 years old, she's left school a long time ago, Kathy is working as a carer, so she's looking after clones,when she hears about Ruth's poor health. Now, here we use the phrasal verb work as. We could say she's working as something. And that is just used to show what a person's job is right now. Working as a teacher, working as an editor, so on.
对啊，就是有从事什么工作的意思 ,work as something. For example, you can say, he works as a tour guide. 他的工作是导游，然后后面就加上职业的名字就 OK 了。And we also see that Kathy visits her and even takes her to visit Tommy in a donation recovery center.
Oh, okay,、mm-hmm. a donation recovery center. Recovery means getting better from kind of being bad, being sick. It's the noun form of the verb recover. So a recovery center must be a place where people go to get better.、Mm-hmm. I guess a little bit like a hospital or maybe somewhere you could go after the hospital operation just to recover. And what we also see that if Tommy's recovering,、mm-hmm. that means he's had his organs or some of them taken、yeah. out already.
Okay, 所以 recovery 这个字就是 recover 的名词哦，那它就是复原的意思嘛。那刚刚文章中有提到 ，Kathy 除了去看 Ruth， 她还会带她到康复中心去探望 Tommy 这一个人。So what happens when Kathy and Ruth see each other again?
Yeah, I mean, are they going to fight? Like, you stole my guy? I mean, how's that going to go? But we see that there, Ruth expresses her sorrow.For keeping them apart. So she's saying, I'm sorry、yeah. for, you know, breaking you guys up or being the little three or、yeah. whatever she did.、and she encourages them to seek a deferral. Now let's look at that word sorrow. Sorrow is another word for sadness. So if you express sorrow, you show how sad you are and how sorry you are. So you should see the relationship there between the words sorrow and sorry. You can feel sorrow, you can show sorrow, you can express sorrow, and so on. We could also say, Alicia was filled with sorrow when she heard her grandfather had passed away.
Sorrow 就是悲痛悲伤的意思。It's used as a noun here in our article. So we can say, her heart was torn by sorrow. 她的心被悲伤给撕碎了。或者是呢No words can express her deep sorrow. 言语没有办法形容她的悲痛。However, this word can also be used as a verb, and it's often followed by over. And we can say, she sorrowed over the death of her beloved pet. 她痛失她心爱的宠物，好伤心哦。So Ruth is very sorry that she didn't let Kathy and Tommy be together.
That's right,、mm-hmm. and she tells them or encourages them to seek a deferral.If you seek something, in this case, this means you ask someone for something that you want or need. And here it's the official permission from a government or whoever's in charge for a deferral to say kind of, hey, look, the two of us are in love. You know, you've got to keep us together. Let us not give up our organs just yet. For the word seek, we could also say seek advice, seek help, seek permission for something.Another meaning is to look for. To seek for something means to look for something. Now, in the example sentence, we're going to see the past tense form of the verb, which is sought, S-O-U-G-H-T. That's the PP. So it's seek, sought, sought. And here's the example. Jack sought permission from his boss to take a 2-week vacation.
So seek 就是有追求、寻求的意思。那过去式跟过去分词就是 sought， 刚刚老师有讲到哦。那我们再造几个句子吧。I've been seeking an answer to your question. 我一直在找你问题的答案呢。或者是 Kate went to the hospital to seek help for her backache. 所以 Ruth 表达呢，她之前分开这对情侣，她是非常难过的，并且叫他们去申请延期捐赠呢。So the three friends are kind of making up.
That's nice. And then we see that shortly after,Ruth completes her donations and dies. So it's kind of they had a happy moment, but、yeah. at least they made friends before the end.、Mm-hmm. Now, to complete her donation, this means that she has given up her organs to the person, the not clone, who needs them. Now, we also saw the word shortly, which is an adverb meaning soon or not a long distance in time away.We do need to follow it with other words to explain it. So here we have shortly after. So it means soon after Tommy, Ruth and Kathy met up. Here's another example. We could say, shortly before the game was supposed to start, the rain began.
See, shortly 就是有马上、不久的意思。For instance, she is going to Japan shortly. 她不久之后就要去日本咯。So when we follow it with after or before, it means 不久之后或者是不久之前。我们就可以说啊 ,we arrived shortly after they opened. 我们在他们开业不久之后就抵达了。那也可以说 ,I received my order shortly before I left for Korea last week. 我上周去韩国之前呢我就收到我的订单了。So now we move toward the end of the story as Tommy and Kathy try to get their deferral.
We see that Kathy becomes Tommy's carer, she's、mm-hmm. looking after him, and they search for Madame. To search for just means the same as to look for.
So search for 就是寻找搜寻的意思。And remember, Madame was the woman who took their best art from the school, Helsham.
That is right. And we see that when they find her, Madame tells her that deferrals don't exist. If something exists, it means it's true in real life. It's not something that was just made up. We're not sure if aliens exist, for example. Many people believe that ghosts exist,But we all know that superheroes don't exist in real life. We could also say dinosaurs existed millions of years ago.
Exist 就是存在的意思。It is the verb, and not only does it mean it's true in real life, but it could also mean to live, especially under difficult situations or with very little food or money. For example, we can say, we cannot exist without food. 没有食物我们就没有办法活下去了。或者是呢 I wonder if life exists on other planets.、其他星球上面是不是有生命存在、蛮好奇的。However, deferrals don't exist. That means that Kathy and Tommy will have to donate their organs before long.
Yeah, we also see that she, so that's Madame, also tells them that Hailsham had been part of a movement to raise clones more humanely.If someone or something is humane, it or they are very caring about others. So if things are done humanely, they're done in a very caring way. A way that makes sure that no one is hurt and everyone is treated fairly.
就是很人道的意思，很富有同情心。For example, livestock have to be treated humanely. 牲畜呢，必须得到人道的待遇。
We also see that Madame used their art, so clones' art, to try to show people, that's real, actual people, that clones also had souls.
This is a nice idea. But we see that, sadly, it hadn't worked, and Hailsham was closed.
So there is no way out for Kathy and Tommy. This leads to the end of our article, which says, soon after this trip, Tommy completes his donations and passes away.Leaving Kathy alone. The phrase pass away just means to die, and it's a polite, nicer way to say it.
That's a sad end to the story. But it didn't seem like we would have a good one, though.
No, it didn't seem like a story with a happy ending. Yeah. It's more about raising important issues than just having a nice ending. Yeah. And we're going to move on to one of these important issues now in today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, do you think scientists should clone humans? Why or why not?
Well, for me, I don't see any point in cloning humans because it's already too crowded on this planet.
Yeah,
there's people everywhere. What about you?
I guess here is we're not cloning them just to have more people. We would be cloning them to kind of use them, like in the article, as organs or for experiments and tests. Mm-hmm. Now, that, for me, is clearly wrong because there is the technology. We don't need to clone whole humans. We can clone hearts. We can clone the organs. Maybe we can't quite do it yet, but people are working on it. So we don't need humans to experiment on. We don't need humans to be organ-like banks. Yeah. We can just make the body parts We don't need the actual people to do it. So, for that reason, I can see why people might want to for science, but there are better ways to do it than just making humans.
That's true. I agree with you now.
Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today, but join us again tomorrow. We finished telling the story of Never Let Me Go, but we're still going to discuss the issues on day 3. Join us for that. Bye for now.
Bye.
Never Let Me Go. At the cottages lived clowns who hadn't attended Hailsham. Through them, Kathy heard a rumor that couples could ask for deferrals from their donations. Kathy also learned that she could become a carer, someone who looks after clowns who have started donating their organs. Now 31, Kathy is working as a carer when she hears about Ruth's poor health. Kathy visits her and even takes her to visit Tommy in a donation recovery center. There, Ruth expresses her sorrow for keeping them apart and encourages them to seek a deferral. Shortly after, Ruth completes her donations and dies. Kathy becomes Tommy's carer, and they search for Madame. When they find her, Madame tells them that deferrals don't exist. She also tells them that Hailsham had been part of a movement to raise clowns more humanely. Madame used their art to try to show people that clowns also had souls. Sadly, it hadn't worked, and Hailsham was closed. Soon after this trip, Tommy completes his donations and passes away, leaving Kathy alone.
Vocabulary Review. Attend. Jeremiah is an old friend of mine. We attended school together. Rumor. There's a rumor going around the class that Brian has a girlfriend. Sorrow. In the West, it is traditional to wear black when someone dies to show your sorrow. Seek. The hunters used dogs to help them seek out the deer. Shortly. I saw George shortly after I arrived at the office, but I haven't seen him since. Exist. Penelope is afraid of ghosts, but Dana doesn't believe they exist.